Friday night fish fries have long been a Wisconsin tradition. It grew out of a religious ban on eating meat that day. This week, a lot more fish has started making its way to Milwaukee as the Christian season of Lent began. As news intern Ariel Vaccaro reports, the fish fry business will be booming for the next 7 weeks.
Visit many restaurant kitchens this week, and you'll see plenty of fish and other Friday night fixins. Marshall Schultz is a cook at Clifford's Supper Club in Hales Corners. He spent hours this week dunking palm-sized fillets into buttermilk, then into a tub of flour and seasoned salt. A cloud of white dust rose as he shook each fillet until it was covered with the powdery mix. So how long does it have to be in there now?
About 4 to 5 minutes to cook. We're going to go through a lot. To be very busy.
Lent might be a holy season for some, but what do you think this kitchen's going to look like on Friday?
Hell.
Across town at Lakefront Brewery, Andrew Robertson admits he hasn't heard of a regular Friday night fish fry. He's visiting from Montreal.
Didn't seem odd. I didn't know it was a big tradition, really, but it'd be cool to have that around.
Robertson's father, Tom, does live in Milwaukee and says he takes part in the statewide ritual.
I enjoy having the environment of a fish fry. There's a lot of people having a really good time. And, of course, marrying it with one of these beer garden-style situations, it's a lot of fun.
I head into the kitchen and find head chef Kristen Walker cracking eggs into a massive tub.
Now I'm mixing potato pancakes. We make them fresh.
Potato pancakes are also part of the Friday night fare, as are fries and coleslaw. Tom Miller can tick off big numbers of all the extra food Serb Hall buys during Lent. He's general manager. He says Serb Hall has even developed an assembly line of workers.
We have a system set up where we have people that all they're doing is doing that function of either breading fish or making coleslaw, dropping fish in the fryers, you know, so they can, you know, supply the 18 waitresses that we'll have out on the floor on a Friday during Lent.
Usually, Serb Hall uses 10 servers on Fridays, not 18. Miller says he also arranged for Serb Hall's fish supplier, Reinhardt Food Service, to bring in bigger shipments throughout Lent. Not only does it bring in more food, but it creates more lines for customers. They can be blocks long outside Serb Hall's drive-thru. I'm Ariel Vaccaro, 89.7 WUWM.